Taking a ride on the Freedom Train, your community resource podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward. And remember, the Freedom Train is sponsored by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. While you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way, you can get on there, you can listen to the playbacks of your favorite shows, learn more about your guests, and learn more about your host, myself, and remember Mr. Patrick Irvin and Jamie Basham. Shout out to those two gentlemen. Also, make sure you follow the Freedom Train on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow the Freedom Train on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. And you can subscribe to the Freedom Train on either iTunes or Google Play Music. You can get episodes that come right to your phone, and therefore you don't have to go looking for nothing. They'll be right into your notifications. All you got to do is swipe down, press play, and bam, we're right in your ear. All right. So we're back with another exciting interview. You know how we do. We always have to give you some great guests who are doing great things in the community, because we always like to make sure we're using our platform to actually uplift, empower, and equip our community and our community members with the information and the people that we need to help ourselves move forward. And you know, we're all about supporting black businesses, because that's what the Freedom Train is all about. That's what this episode of the Freedom Train is about, because we got Mr. Terrence L. Barber on the train today. How you doing, Terrence? What's going on, my man?
I'm doing wonderful, man. It's wonderful. Exceedingly well, man. Glad to be aboard the Freedom Train today.
Man, I'm glad to have you on the train. I'm glad you're here. So we can tell the whole world about Working Class Wednesdays, because I think, you know, like I told you a million times, what you have going on is a great thing. So I don't want to waste any more time. I want to go ahead and get into this interview. So before we get more into Working Class Wednesdays and what that is, because I do have some people that I've told about Working Class Wednesday. They've seen some of the pictures that I shared, and they're interested in it. So, you know, before we get more into that, I want the people to know about you. So can you give our listeners an overview of who you are, what you do, and what inspired you to pursue the goals and go on the journey that you're on right now?
All right, let me see if I can sum that up, not to tear it too long. Terrence Barber, Tallahassee native, right now, owner of Terrence Barber LLC, which birthed Working Class Wednesday, the most awesome networking event to ever hit the capital city. Recent graduate of Tallahassee Community College, also a professional sales associate at Tallahassee Dodge Chrysler Jeep, been there for about 3 years now. That's been an exciting journey in itself. Just, you know, an advocate for people trying. I want to see everyone prosper, man. It just feels good to see good people do good, you know. As not only the bad that get rewarded in this world, I just want everybody to, you know, just to encourage folks to come out and actually help themselves in a situation to win. It's not enough to just talk about prosperity. I'd like to, you know, be a small part of that if I'm able to.
Yes, sir. And you definitely, I would say you are more than a small part of that, because right now you do have the premier networking event in Tallahassee, Florida right now. Your event allows businesses such as myself and bigger businesses to be on the same stage at the same time, exchanging information and exchanging products, and just us learning about each other so we can support each other in many ways. So definitely hats off to you and everybody who's a part of making Working Class Wednesdays happen each and every month. So definitely hats off to you all.
Thank you so much, man. And like I said, it's really, I'd like to, you know, extend my hand of gratitude to people like you as well, because, I mean, without the local businesses' participation and the public's participation, Working Class Wednesday would be, you know, an empty building full of tables, you know, waiting on participation. So
right.
I'd like to, you know, extend my hand of gratitude, man, and thank you all for everything you do. And also, before we get into the interview too in depth, and I forget, I'd like to give a special thank you to Ms. Ayla Madison of Power Productions. She has been an intricate part in partnering with me on Working Class Wednesday, and I think that without her, the success of what we're doing would not have been where it is today. So I just wanted to, you know, thank Ayla before we get too in depth.
Yes, sir. Definitely have to do that. And that's, you know, and that shows another thing about you being a stand-up brother. That's why I dig you, and that's why you're going to always have my support, because you're a stand-up brother.
All right, man. I mean, it's not my doing. I don't take credit for any of this, man. I feel like God is definitely in the midst. I just was a chosen vessel.
For some reason,
he chose me to try to, you know, spread his word, so I'd be remiss not to answer to that calling.
Yes, sir.
Here we are.
Yes, sir. So, Working Class Wednesdays, you helped birth this event, which is, like I said, the premier networking event in Tallahassee, Florida right now. So, what helped this event come about? Like, when was this event first birthed in your head? When was this idea first come about? And how did you go about to make this event happen? So we can have this platform here in the capital city.
I mean, I wish I had this long, intricate, you know, planning out process where I, you know, gathered my thoughts and did my research, but that's not really the way it went. So to keep the short and sweet version, I sat on my bed one night and I was thinking about, you know, maybe getting back into promotions, because I used to do a lot of club promotions and concerts and things back when I did Heart of the City Entertainment.
Okay.
In Tallahassee, but I didn't want that actual club feel or the club atmosphere, you know, me being a little older now and having kids and other responsibilities. I don't want to be out all night. So I then thought about me being a business owner myself, and then at the time I was starting Tansel Bundle LLC, and thinking about ideas. What I wanted my business to do was being an empowerment machine for businesses and people, and for some reason I kind of meshed those two ideas together and came up with Working Class Wednesday. I think it was early December of 16 when I first came up with the idea. I think I reached out to Ayla maybe around the 15th. I think we had our first event on the 21st, so it was less than a month of planning. I had a very successful event at Play Sports Bar in December of 16, and ever since then we've had two separate events every month. Coming up on our 6 month now, so we've been blessed.
Yes, sir. I mean, for and you know, just want to say this, not throwing no shade, but we know in our city one of the things that we found out is gaining support is very difficult. So you make it easier for us to be able to support each other, and you make it easier for us to learn about new businesses, because every time I come to Working Class Wednesdays, I learn about somebody new. I see somebody new that I want to come and put on the Freedom Train. Like, for example, I met the young lady. She made her own fingernail polish out of her own house.
Right.
Colors
right.
by Kate. Like, that's amazing right there. I had no idea that young lady was in the city. You know?
Right.
And it's just like, so for that, like, this platform is a great platform for us to be able to help each other and support each other and be able to move forward. Because like you said, if we don't have each other, we can't be successful.
Right. I think it was all about creating the atmosphere. I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, vendors and business come out and represent themselves at other events, whereas the main event is the other event, and the businesses and vendors are just, you know, not to say side attractions, but that's, you know, in layman's terms, that's what they are. They're not the main event. So when I started putting this together, I wanted to make sure that the local businesses were the main event. I mean, I wanted to surround this event and make it all about them. And then the atmosphere itself, like, we're always in the evening time, you know, it's happy hour vibe, we like music. It's like a woosah once you're off work.
Exactly.
And it's fun. People come out, and it's been fun to network. I mean, people have forgotten that the music is even playing, and people are actually talking and meeting new people, and and passing out their business cards and actually empowering themselves. And I've just heard, and it's so humbling because I've heard so many great things from people and the feedback they've been getting and the contacts they've been making. And we've been able to do all this for the most part for free, absolutely free for the public. And we've tried to keep our fees as minimal as possible for the small businesses in order to enlist more participation. And I think we've done a wonderful job of that.
Definitely have. I mean, and I say this from my standpoint. The first time I heard about Working Class Wednesday, I was definitely intrigued. Me, my mindset is, especially with my products, my book and everything, I wanna be where other authors may not even think about being, but I just want to be there. And
right.
I thought Working Class Wednesdays was a great opportunity. I saw the price. I didn't think $50 was too much. For me,
right.
personally, I didn't, so I paid it. And I was able to, at my very first experience, it was an excellent experience. I thought the support in the room was excellent. You create the event so people are basically forced to support each other, basically. That's
right.
how I – and but it's not like something that people don't want to do. And I don't want to use force in a negative sense, but it's like the atmosphere is created so people are going to support each other. And not only did I receive the support, I was able to sell books. Matter of fact, every time I come to Working Class Wednesdays, I meet somebody new in some capacity, and I'm able to sell some of my products. So once again, thank you for the vision and the idea that you and everybody put together, because it's a great event and it's well worth your time and your money. For anybody listening, any business owners in Tallahassee area, it's definitely well worth your time and your money. And I'm not just saying this because we're on this podcast. You can ask anybody I know. I've been saying this since the first time I went. So
right.
don't try to act like I'm gassing them up. Trust me, you can check my resume.
Right. Absolutely, man. We're trying to invite supporters, and for those who aren't supporters, we're trying to, you know, make them interested, get them interested. Once you get people interested, I mean, that's the first barrier to breaking
right.
down on and building relationships. I want it to become enjoyable to support one another, especially to support each other as a people. We've been programmed, and I hate to say it, I think that, and this may be an opinion, so I mean, don't, this message is not in any way attached to this show.
You can express yourself.
But I feel
here.
Like my people have been programmed since well before the Willie Lynch days not to support each other, to be at odds with each other. You see the Chinese people, the Arabic people, the white people, they all work together and they all support each other. But my people will drive past every mom and pop store in their neighborhood and drive out of their neighborhood to go and support the bigger chain stores owned by people that they don't know. And I think that we just have to be reprogrammed. And in order to start doing that, we're going to have to build relationships. We're going to have to be friends. We're going to become able to trust one another. It's sad that a lot of my own people would rather a person from another race sell them something or service them because they don't trust the word, or they don't trust the expertise or the know-how of their own people. And I mean, not saying that we're building a bridge to that, but if we can just build a bridge that connects the local community and these business owners and entrepreneurs, then I think we've done our part.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely have done your part. Now, this is not one of the structured questions we have, but it popped in my mind, and dang, it's a side platform, so we can ask it, right?
Okay.
But, because, you know, when I saw the video of you in the Florida State University Club Center, so
right.
immediately, you know, my eyebrows went up. I'm like, okay. All
right,
so
right.
my man got connections. My man out here doing it. He's actually grinding. So was it your plan from the beginning to have it at different venues? Because you've been at Clay, you've been at Primetime, you've been at Level 8 Hotel Duval. I mean, every month you at Hotel Duval. Like, how did
right.
you? Was this your plan from the beginning? And how did you pull this off? Because you're doing things that either people didn't think of or they thought about and they couldn't do. So how was you able to? Like, you got Hotel Duval and University Club Center. How you do that?
I mean, I wish, like I said, once again, I wish I could say I came up with this game plan and executed it properly in order to make all these things line up. But, I mean, no, it was not my – at first it was my goal to – I was going to do that play because a good friend of mine owned play.
Right.
But then I kind of got to thinking, why – how am I helping my people if I only take them parallel to where they already are? I'm only keeping them in the black-owned businesses, just the black-owned businesses, just the businesses on their side of town. How much easier would it be to tap into the revenue of other sets of people and other socioeconomic status and demographic of people?
Okay.
How much easier would it be to just go out amongst them and bring them back to our businesses? So
right.
I tried to set a platform where people are going places that they've never been before. Like University Center wasn't a planned-out thing. They got word of the event, and they wanted me to bring my event to them. And I thought that was one of the most awesome things that, I mean, if I had to go through the timeline right now, what Working Class Wednesday would do, I would think that would be one of the greatest highlights. I think we were able to enlist 96 businesses that event
came out
for free. We made it free for them to come out and participate due to sponsorships from great people in the community who see what we're trying to do. And I think everyone came out and had a wonderful time. And like I said, we'll be repeating that University Center once their reconstruction is done. We've done level 8. They have a great management staff up there, young brother by the name of Ed. It was crazy because he had just started the day before I called him. He had just started his new management position at level 8. And you know how a lot of us brothers are. We're a little timid at first. But Ed said, you know, this is a wonderful idea, Terrence. And I think I'd love to be a part of it. And I don't think he's regretted it for 1 minute. We've had an awesome turnout at the meet and greet at level 8 every month. And they were able to offer free champagne and free hors d'oeuvres. And once again, it's an absolutely free of charge event. So I think we're on the right track.
Yes, sir. And for the people who are listening in who are not in Tallahassee, let me just try to paint this picture for you, okay? The University Club Center is like the top level of Florida State University's football stadium. And level 8 is the top floor of Hotel Duval, which basically like the fanciest hotel in town. So like, to have free F-R-E-E events at these two venues is huge, not only for the community, but for the entrepreneurs in the city. Like you say, you had 96 businesses in one place. Nobody else is doing that around here, people. Like, nobody else. And he also said another thing. He's exposing these black businesses to the revenue of other people. So you're still supporting black businesses, but we're taking everybody money. So
yeah, I mean,
once again, man, my hat's off to you for and what you're doing. So
I definitely appreciate it, brother.
So with that being said, what are your long term goals for Working Class Wednesdays, and do you do you see yourself having this event in other cities and other states in the future?
I've definitely entertained that idea. I'm just trying not to get ahead of myself and move too fast. Like I said, we're only 6 months in, and that's the crazy thing, that I don't know if I should just keep my foot on the gas or slow down a little bit and start actually mapping this thing out before it spirals out of control. But I want to make sure that my foundation is firm. Like, we've been adding to the actual event. Like, I think you were there last month when we added speed networking.
Yes.
Speed networking to the already awesome trade show and networking aspect of our event. We added speed networking where people were actually having fun, sitting down, engaged, speaking to one another, and had an opportunity. If you had an opportunity to speak to 15 to 20 people for 5 minutes at a time that you have never spoken to before about what it is that you do and what you have to offer, like, that's 15 opportunities at 5 minute intervals in order to build your brand. So I think that was an awesome thing. And now, like I said, that idea came out of nowhere. And shouts out to Ms. Bianca, our faithful host, for making that all run so smoothly. So as ideas tend to continue to come out, I mean, we're just trying to make sure that we have this thing fine-tuned and exactly where we want it to be before we venture out. But venturing out is definitely in the plan.
All right. Before we get any deeper, I have to do this because if not, my daddy gonna look like me, like he ain't raised me right. So, can you give a shout out to everybody who was a part of making Working Class Wednesdays the successful event it is.
Okay, everyone. Oh, man, I should have made a list before I did this interview. I'm going to start with Ms. Ayla Madison, Remy Sawyer, Bianca, DJ Lewis. I wish I had a list of all the businesses because, like I say, those are our biggest supporters, our constant sponsors, Ms. Jamie Coleman, Mutasi Akbar, Tallahassee Orthopedic Center. Oh, man, why did I start naming these sponsors? Because I know them now. I'm not going to be able to remember them all. So we've had a list of sponsors. It's a conglomerate of people that have been willing to just extend their hands and help out, whether it be monetarily or volunteering at the event. And that's just what's been so shocking to me, that the amount of people that actually want to help and see the need and actually trying to play their part in filling that void.
Yes, sir.
But definitely Ms. Ayla Madison and Mr. Remy Sawyer, Plush Lifestyle and Power Productions, they have been very instrumental. I call Remy the doctor. He's the one that does all of the paperwork and makes everything sound so professional and neat. And our letterheads are centered perfectly in the middle of all of our packets and sponsorships. And the pages are numbered correctly and everything is in the right places. All of our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted.
Yes,
so I definitely want to extend a hand of appreciation to Mr. Remy Sawyer and Ms. Ayla Madison for all of their help.
All right. So Working Class Wednesdays is not your first time going out, being an entrepreneur, doing things, using networking as a tool. So from your experience, and I would like this information to be for especially new business owners and people who've already been in business who can get some new information. So why is networking important to business owners and entrepreneurs? And from what you've learned, what are some of the best ways that people can get the most out of networking events such as yours?
I mean, I feel like networking is not only important for the up-and-coming business or entrepreneur, I think networking is essential, a must. You must. Your network should lead to your net worth. Like, I had a young man at an event jokingly tell me, what you going to do if you don't know nobody? Like, how are you going to expand your business if you know no one, if you never speak to anyone, if you're not your own biggest fan, if you're not the ambassador for your brand, then who's going to do it for you? So we're setting up a platform where you can actually come out and represent what it is that you do. In whatever fashion you would like, it's your opportunity to showcase your talent and showcase your product and show the confidence you have in your product in order to convince someone else to be as confident as you are in your dreams. And that's what it's all about, getting out and meeting new people. And word of mouth, like word of mouth travels faster than the Internet ever will. Like, if one or two people start to say that, you know what, you should support them, they're great, that what they're doing is this and this and that, and I had such a wonderful experience, that's worth more than anything else, because that's repetitive, like that's building a future. So that's what our main goal is. You got to come out and, you know, open your mouth, speak to people.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to people. Tell them what it is. It's more than just passing out business cards or setting up a banner or putting flyers on people's cars. You have to actually be able to build this relationship, build rapport with the public so that they trust you first as a person before they trust you and I know it may sound unfair because none of us know the Waltons that own Walmart, but we still trust Walmart's products. But
yes, it
just is what it is. I mean, I only live in this world. I didn't make it. And I've noticed that without that relationship, people are going to be very standoffish. People are going to be remiss. Not saying that it's all their fault. They may have had bad experience from other people, but I mean, that's not your fault at all, but that's just the way it is. So without you coming out and, you know, letting people know exactly where you are and who you are and what it is you have to offer, then you're not doing yourself any favors.
That's true. Definitely. So, you know, make sure when you are going to networking events that you are definitely getting the most out of these events by actually wanting to engage. Like, you have to go wanting to engage with people. Now, one of the best things I like that you all have about Working Class Wednesdays is you have the competition about whoever gets the most business cards at the end of the day they would get one of the door prizes, and I thought that was good, because you, once again, you have to go interact with people. Go out right. and interact with people. Don't spend your money at these events and just go and sit there. Like, talk to right. people, learn people. So
yes, absolutely. I mean, it's a platform. It's up to you what you do on it. And I understand it's not going to work for everyone. And like I said, I encourage people. I mean, I can understand that people have great products and great services. You may not be the best one-on-one spokesperson. Well, enlist that friend of yours that talks too much and get them to talk about what it is that you're doing. I mean, if there's someone that can speak on your behalf respectfully, I just want it. Like I said, that's the biggest thing for me, is, you know, just getting people to get come out and engage with one another and bounce ideas around.
Yes, sir. So for Working Class Wednesdays, there are a lot of people in this city and the surrounding areas who can support. So for those who may not own a business, or who may not be an entrepreneur, may not have a product or a service to sell, but they want to support, like, what are the different ways that people can support Working Class Wednesdays who may not be one of the vendors who set up?
I mean, the public is our audience.
Okay.
The businesses are the attraction, and the public is our audience. I mean, it's like playing to an empty crowd. If I was to have 92 businesses lined up in a row to display their items, and no consumers were there, what service have I done? So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's essential that, I mean, and plus, I mean, wouldn't it be great to know the person that you're buying your hair from, or wouldn't it be great to know the person that's frying your chicken? Like, wouldn't it be great to know who these people are that you're allowing to furnish your homes, or the real estate broker that you're working with, or what attorney you should choose? Like, wouldn't it be great to know who these people are in the community, so that when you need them, you've already built a rapport with them? Wouldn't it be great to know the man that's going to come and cut your yard before he comes and cuts your yard, so that you can talk to him before you just going down some page on the internet picking someone that you don't know? Like, I think that's the best part of what we do, and why the public enjoys it so much. And that's why we provide the free champagne and free hors d'oeuvres to, you know, kind of lighten the mood for people to come out and enjoy themselves and actually get an opportunity to meet these people that actually want to want their money. The local economy, we have to support one another. And, I mean, that's actually what it is. And, I mean, to be frank, these people want your money. Shouldn't you want to get to know them before you give them your money? So, I mean, that's what we definitely need, the public support, and that's been one that if we've had a obstacle or a mountain to climb, that's been one of our biggest things, to let people know that this is not work. I mean, this is not, you know, the average trade show or networking event where we wake up at 12 o'clock on a Saturday morning and we come out and drink orange juice and eat Krispy Kreme donuts. This is an after work. This is an ultimate networking event. This is a happy hour. This is a come out and enjoy yourself, and while enjoying yourself, meet some new people and see what she has to offer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that Working Class Wednesdays, I can't stress it enough, is definitely the greatest opportunity right now in this Tallahassee area and the surrounding areas. Matt, if you in the 229, come on down. I guarantee it'll be worth it. Come on down. I'm telling you. So, In your opinion, why do you think black businesses struggle with gaining support from either other businesses or the community? And what solutions can both the businesses and the communities do to bridge that gap between the community and the businesses? And that gap, that bridge would be support. How can that happen?
I think that one of our biggest faults is, as a people, we refuse to think outside of the box. We feel that if something worked before, then it should work now. But what we have to grasp is the concept that this is an ever-evolving world. And technology has spiraled out of control, and we have so many sources that we can tap into and utilize to bring people in. It's like this. I use this analogy. It's like, We used to standing on the shore fishing with a cane pole, and then the internet came out, and we was able to, you know, now we have a reeling rod. But what we want to do is we want to get in that boat and get out there into the community, get out there into the ocean and reel people back in and bring them back to shore with us. We can't just stand on the shore and expect people, expect the fish to just come to us. We got to become fishermen of men. And we have to be able to go out into the community and bring these people back to us in any way, shape, form, or fashion that we have to. Because right now the saturation, like, it's so easy for a person to go online and order anything they want. So that's what we have to compete with nowadays. You have a business with overhead, and you have someone sitting at home, and all they have is a laptop.
Right.
And they're selling items that they've never seen before. So that's what we have to compete against. So what we have to do is we have to convince the public that that relationship that they're going to have with us is more important than the easiness to just go online and order things from people you don't know. And that's what I think one of the major point that I've been trying to make to people is like that, building that relationship, bridging that gap between the local community and these local business owners.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, that it's so important, because now one of the things I've noticed in this two things I've noticed in this Tallahassee community, especially on the black side, our South Side community and our Frenchtown community. The one major thing is gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
The second is when new businesses are open, a lot of times they're a duplicate of another business that's within the mile radius.
Right.
Because you can only have so many barbershops, barbecue pits, and car washes in a small area. Like, the city not that
right.
big, so you can only have them you got to spread them out,
right.
basically, what I'm trying to say.
It's a saturation of duplicates.
Right.
And, I mean,
right.
It's sad, but, I mean, like I say, people have to get out of this inside of the box way of thinking, man, and actually nurture these ideas and actually plan before they go into them. Plus, I mean, it's okay to have a competitive spirit, but
mm-hmm.
you should never go into business with the idea of taking someone else's business, or I'm gonna put a car wash right beside his car wash, and
right.
I'm gonna put him out of business. You know,
right.
like why?
Right.
Why compete? Why choose that lane? Why not come up with a lane all of your own? Like, there are people coming up with ideas every day that no one has ever done. They're sitting back reaping the benefits of it because they have no competition. Wouldn't it
right.
be so fun? Wouldn't
right.
it be?
You know,
wouldn't life be a lot more
smart.
Enjoyable? Yeah, like, if you didn't have to compete with one another. And, I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. Like, ideas and inventions are coming out every day, and people are literally getting rich because they've chosen a lane that no one else has chosen to drive in. I think traffic's a lot better in that lane.
Yes, sir. I mean, being able to complement each other rather than trying to compete and tear each other down is
right.
That's how you survive. I mean, small businesses stimulate the American economy, and we have to support the small businesses, the local businesses, and like I say, once again, you're giving a great platform for that to happen. All right. So in addition to Working Class Wednesdays, you mentioned it earlier, you are also the founder of Terrence Barber LLC. So can you give us more information about Terrence Barber LLC and how people can support your business?
Well, what Terrence L. Barber LLC? Well, I haven't really gotten a chance to actually develop it the way that I had planned to, because of Working Class Wednesday right now being such a powerful force. But Terrence L. Barber LLC, I want my name. People ask, why do you call it your name? Because I want my name to be synonymous with empowerment, with helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to create events. I want to create platforms. I want to create workshops. I want to be able to tap into different businesses and organizations. I want to create a network of people that if you call on me, if I can't help you, I know someone already that is waiting and willing to help you. I want to create an atmosphere where people can trust each other. I want Terrence L. Barber LLC to be synonymous with empowerment, especially of the local economy and the local community, not just the black community, not just black businesses, even though the emphasis, I think I'd be, what's the word I want to choose here, not to sound, but I think it would be wrong
mm-hmm.
of me not to start in my local community and the businesses that I've supported growing up and the businesses I pass by every day on my way to work. I think I would be remiss not to magnify those businesses and those people first. But I want everyone to see Terrence L. Barber, LLC. And when you see that name on an event, know that that event is catered to you and to benefit you.
Okay. Now, this is another off-the-cuff question. Like, what motivates you to get out of bed and say, you know what, I'm get on my grind once again, I'm get on my hustle? Like, what motivates you every day to get up and do what you do rather than just saying, forget this, I'm just going to sit around and not do nothing and just let time pass?
I think it's that feeling, man. Like, I mean, you help a lot of people. So you have to relate with that feeling you get. That feeling you get when you can see that something you did, whether it's big or small, was actually able to help somebody, and you didn't lose much sleep. You know, it didn't cost you much, maybe a little time, but you had a good time in the midst of spending that time. So, just that feeling of being able to help people, man. I think that's what we all here for. I mean, if we don't help each other, who will? Like, I don't understand how people could go through life and not have the heart to want to help people and want to see everybody do good. If you're prospering and I'm prospering and your neighbor's prospering, if everyone is prospering, we have no need to zip and go back and forth with one another because we're all prospering. I mean, there's enough for everyone. There's enough for everyone, man. I just want to, if more people realize that, I think the better off we'll be.
There you go. I mean, support black businesses. I mean,
support black businesses.
And getting up and following your dream. Because basically, like, and I try to tell especially some of the young people that I come across that everything that they see around them was once an idea in somebody's head, and everything that you have going on was once an idea in your head and everybody's head that you're working with. And you all sit down and you thought about it, and you didn't just think. You woke up. Because, you know, everything starts with the dream, but a lot of people still in dreamland.
A lot of work. A lot of work.
You woke up and made it happen. So, I mean, we can't do nothing but be impressed with that, and you have to support that, especially with the creativity and the way that you bring the event. So I'm definitely going to send you a message later because I have an idea for Working Class Wednesdays. That'd be a win-win situation for Working Class Wednesdays and something and an event that I'm planning. So I'm definitely send you a message. So look out for that later on the day.
Absolutely, from all ears, my brother.
Yes, sir. So as far as business period, since the first day that you decided to start your own to where you are now, what have been your greatest challenges that you have faced building your businesses and building your brands, and how were you able to overcome your challenges to stand and be the man that you are today?
I think, and like I say, I don't want to sound cocky because, like I said, I don't take credit for anything. I thank God. Had all this planned long before I even had the thought. But I think our biggest challenge is time. Time is not on our side when it comes to these events. And that's my most frustrating thing is we've grown into two events every month. That's only 15 days in between each event.
Right.
And sometimes, I'll be honest, man, sometimes at the first, the event we have on the first, at some point, I'm not even certain where we'll have the event on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even certain at the time. But it always comes through. So I think right now time has been our greatest restraint. Even though everything is still from the outside looking like it's running smoothly, time has been one of our biggest. Time has not been on our side to say the least. But it has made me and my folks I work with, Aylin, it has made us grow closer as a team because we have to interact on a daily basis in order to make all of this work. But outside of that, wishing I had more time to tell more people in between each event, I think everything else has been falling into place.
Yes, sir. I mean, you all definitely pull it off. You all definitely bring things together and make it happen. And you're definitely very accommodating. You go out of your way to make sure that your guests are well taken care of. Any issues that people have, you definitely take care of them. But and it's all in a professional manner. It's presented in a No matter what challenges you all have on your end, the presentation that you all still give us is a welcoming and a great presentation. So you pull it off. You definitely pull it off.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So what advice would you give to any person looking to become successful, just chasing their dreams? Like, what piece of advice would you give?
I would say, and once again, this is I'm not a professor, nor am I an expert on success. Because I think if I were, I think I'd probably be a lot more successful. But what I found to be true is, I mean, you can't give up. You have to focus on your goals, and you also have to realize that with goals come expenses. With business comes expenses. I encourage people to make a long line of small sacrifices instead of one big sacrifice. And now here it is the next month. You don't know how you gonna pay your bills. So I would encourage people to strategically keep their overhead low. Mm-hmm. Keep your overhead low and make sacrifices as you need to. If you keep your overhead and expenses low, you'll find yourself being able to make a lot less sacrifices. And you'll actually see a lot of more gain than going into the hole. So I just tell people to pace themselves. Don't spend it faster than they can make it. Reinvest in their business as need be, and just stay focused. Sometimes, like myself, I do have a 9-to-5, but I also Working Class Wednesday and Terrence L. Barber LLC are still major priorities to me. And I found a way to balance my time. So it's easy to become overwhelmed. It's real easy to become overwhelmed, especially when you get so engulfed in that feeling that you get, that satisfaction that you get from working for yourself, and then you go back to the 9-to-5. And, right. And you actually so you have to just, you know, sometimes it presents a pride issue, but you have to keep in mind that 9-to-5 is what's financing that dream at the time. So until that dream becomes self-sufficient, just be patient and trust the process.
Yes, sir. I definitely need to hear that last part, because I'm not going to lie, get antsy at times, but you definitely do have to be patient and trust the process. Right. So I definitely appreciate you saying that part. But as you're talking, I'm thinking and I'm hearing the confidence that comes out of you, and you're making me think, us as men, we're not taught I don't feel like we're really taught how to build our self-esteem. And especially as black men, a lot of time is not spent, or if not any time, is spent on us building up our self-esteem and making sure that we're sure in ourselves to be able to take the chance on ourselves and trust ourselves and go after our dreams. So how did you learn to love yourself and see yourself in a positive light and trust yourself? How did you learn to do that?
I had to, like I said, I grew up, my dad was a real strong dude, man. Like I said, he ran his own business. I've never seen my father not own his own business. When he was on the street, I've never seen him not go out and work and survive. And I think a lot of what it is, like, we've been, so to speak, brainwashed, especially as black males. The media has been glorifying everything but go to work for so long, to where it almost has become not cool or not manly to have a 9-to-5. Like, it's become uncommon. It's become taboo in certain neighborhoods and to certain groups of brothers. To work, and we have to get back to being providers, kings. Like, we have to become, I mean, we want castles. Like, we got so many people running around here from castle to castle, but I mean, you don't own the kingdom. And we have to get back to being the head of our households and getting out and living up to our potential. Like, we as men, we really have no excuse. God has equipped us with everything mentally and physically to be superior on this earth in his likeness, to go out and be able to provide for ourselves. So what we have to do is just get back to that thought of I can do it. I was designed to do it. I was created to do it. Like, this is not new to me. This is not anything. It's not impossible, because I was designed to do it. So, I mean, it's basically a mindset that you have to develop, that if you're already equipped, with these qualities, it's up to you to use them. But we're all created with this same sound mind and body that we are able to do the things we need to do. It's just a matter of focusing on them and planning it out and successfully executing that plan.
Yes, yes sir. I definitely agree with you on that. Definitely agree. And just like you said, those examples being set helps the next generation of young black men be able to have something positive to look up to, something positive to model, so that self-esteem can be cultivated. So definitely appreciate that. All right, so I want to talk about impact. What type of impact would you like to leave on your community, both as a man and as a businessman?
I want people... that's a question. I want to empower people. I want people, like, I'll be honest, man, I haven't always had this, lived with this mindset. It's only been a few years before I started actually knowing the difference between a nice suit and just a suit. You know, I just grew into this, and I know I wouldn't call myself a late bloomer. Me being 36 now, I wouldn't change a thing that I went through. And I thank God that I got it all out of the way, and I thank God that he's given me the mindset to want to do better, and not only do better, but to teach someone else to do better, to show people that it's nothing wrong with helping each other. Like, there's nothing wrong with supporting one another. There's nothing wrong with putting other people before yourself, because I think that that's where blessings come from. As we bless other people, that's how we too become blessed, and I think people have to get more back to that selfless state of mind. People are so selfish nowadays, man. Yes. we're too stagnant and too bitter with one another. I want people to be able to see an avenue and say, well, no, look at all those people over there supporting each other. And they're smiling and having a good time doing it. And I want people to join in. And I just want to set that standard for not only just this community, but as we grow, I would like to set that standard. Wherever working class wins their attendance LLC goals, I want that to be the standard that we set, that this is a platform for actually people to not only help themselves, but to help other people. And what greater way to build our local economy, to build our local community, than if we help each other.
Yes, sir. Definitely agree with that. And, you know, change is always good, and you're a great example to the young men that change can happen, and when you make the right change, that opens you up for greater opportunities.
I just want to interject one more thing. Like I said, I'm the furthest thing from perfect, and I just want to encourage people to know that you will never be perfect. You just got to put your best foot forward every chance you get, and we're all going to stumble. I mean, we all going to have our, you know, we're going to have our bad day. But you just gotta stay the course. Like, I mean, it's out there. It's a great opportunity out there for everyone, and we can't become complacent and comfortable where we are. If we really, really, and truly want to get to where we want to be, we can't become comfortable where we are.
Yes, sir. Definitely appreciate that information. So before we get to our final question, can you tell people how they can contact you, how they can learn more about Terrence L. Barber LLC, how they can learn more about Working Class Wednesdays? Where can people find you online on social media?
Okay, my social media for Facebook and Instagram is Terrence L. Barber, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E. That's A-N-C-E. If they spell it E-N-C-E, they don't spell it right. So Terrence L. Barber LLC, the website is under construction right now. That will be up shortly. My email is also TerrenceLBarber@gmail.com. We have a Working Class Wednesday @gmail.com for all inquiries pertaining to Working Class Wednesday. We have a Working Class Wednesday Facebook page, as well as our Working Class Wednesday Instagram. So all of those lines are always open. And we would like people, if they can, you know, like I said, the Working Class Wednesday, especially pages from Facebook to Instagram, will keep you informed on all the upcoming events as they come up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So this is our final question that we always ask every guest, because we like to get the variety of different answers from different mm-hmm. people from different backgrounds. So if you were the all-powerful ruler of Black America, what would you change and what would your message be to the people?
My message to the people? You mean like if I was a Malcolm or a Martin and people were actually listening?
Like you got, like you Malcolm and Martin with total power.
Total power. If I say it, they're going to, if I say go, they're going to go. People need to wake up. If we're not careful, we're already back in a form of modern day slavery, and some people find that offensive. But it's like the jobs that a lot of people have chosen or think that have been chosen for them through complacency are nothing but modern day plantations. And the craziest thing about this modern day slavery is we leave the plantation every day. And we go to sleep. We go home to not having enough money to put food on the table. We go home to bitterness and attitudes, saying what we want to do and what we should be doing, and I'm better than this, and I could be doing that. But we leave this plantation every day, use our time between getting off and coming back to that same plantation that next morning complaining about why we can't do what we want to do, or why we can't do what we need to do, or who's stopping us from doing what we've dreamed of doing. People need to wake up and understand that no one is, like, you're your own biggest enemy. Like, the opportunity is there. You just have to put yourself in the right place. Sometimes you can be the perfect person for an imperfect position. You could be the right person, but just be in the wrong place. And people have to, you know, not become so stagnant and complacent and wake up. Like, society and the media does not want, if we look to society and the media to define who we are and how we should act and what we should do, the same society and media that has oppressed us for years, I mean, they've dressed it up now. They've made the oppressors actually look like us. Mm-hmm. Like the people that used to come in white sheets, now they look just like us.
Right.
So if we look to society and the media to dictate how we should act and what we should do and how we should follow our dreams and what we should wear and what we should listen to and what we should eat and where we should go. If we do that and not actually become one with ourselves and not actually take us, and I don't want to go too deep, but a spiritual journey with
yourself. Go ahead, my brother.
And come to yourself and actually, you know, ask God, like, what is it? If you're uncomfortable, I mean, there's no way that God just created you to go to work every day,
right.
Be miserable every day, get off, go home, be miserable, get up, go to work, be miserable, get off, go home, be miserable every day for the rest of your life, for your entire existence.
No.
There's no way God created a creature so great to be miserable every day. Like, that makes no sense. We're not animals in a zoo.
Right.
Like, we're not animals in a zoo. We have the whole world to roam. So I don't understand why people have become so alienated and feel like they're so stuck where they are, when actually the entire world is ours to explore. So I would just encourage people to think outside of the box. Like, get off your curb, get off your block, get out your city, get out your state, get out your country if you have to. Like, but there's a whole world out there, and I mean, as long as you sit around and complain and doubt yourself and point fingers at other people, you will never, ever, ever get a chance to see it.
Yes, sir. I mean, man, you definitely speaking truth, real truth, and things that we love to have people talk like that on our show. Like, when you come on the Freedom Train, you can tell the truth, because if we not telling the truth, we're doing our people a disservice. And I appreciate you telling the truth and being passionate about the truth, and that's what we love about great guests, and that's what made this such a great interview with you and the information that you're giving. And not only, you know, you have great businesses and you're a great person. So put those two together. That's success right there. And, you know, the Freedom Train on the shoulders of giants, everything that I roll with, all my people, we got your back, because I definitely do my best to tell people about you and what you do. I tell people about Power. I tell people about Remy. I tell people about everything that you guys have going on, because you three have definitely, every time I see you guys, you know, I tell you the same thing, but definitely appreciate what you're doing, because the city is going to be better for it. Local businesses are going to be better for it. Entrepreneurs are going to be better for it. We have a platform to come together and to grow as a community. So once again, you know, not only for the platforms that you create, but the information that you gave in this interview, it's you're passionate about what you're doing, you're a genuine brother, and you definitely want to see the community get better. And we have to support people like you who have the community's best interest in mind. So you definitely have our support.
I definitely appreciate that, my brother. I definitely appreciate your continued support. Like I said, I don't think you've missed an event since the very start. If you did, I might have overlooked, but I think you've been there each step of the way on this journey, and I definitely appreciate you and other people like you have been constant supporters. I would just like I say, man, I can't thank you all enough. Thank you for having me today. This is actually my first interview pertaining to Working Class Wednesday outside of, you know, the couple of little new, but I mean to actually sit down and have a full in-depth interview.
Right.
Well, I actually had got a chance to actually, you know, give some background and as to what it is we're doing and why we're doing it, man. So I definitely appreciate you creating this platform.
No problem.
People like me to get the word out about what it is we're doing.
Yeah, yes, sir. No problem, man. I mean, you know, we definitely, like I say, this is what we created this to do. One of my co-hosts, Patrick, and I, we created this, one, out of frustration, and two, out of a goal to not let our community become frustrated like we are, because we were looking for platforms like this to be able to get our messages out. So we say, you know what, let's create our own, and here we are. You know, spread the word. You know some people who got businesses who are doing some good things and they looking for a platform. Just tell them about us, man. We definitely got somewhere for them. So.
Absolutely, yes, my brother.
Before you get off, can you give the people one more time, tell the people how they can contact you?
Okay, Terrence L. Barber. Terrence L. Barber Facebook, Terrence L. Barber Instagram, Terrence L. Barber at Gmail, Working Class Wednesday. Facebook page, Working Class Wednesday, Instagram, also Working Class Wednesday at gmail.com for all of your inquiries pertaining to sponsorships and possible vendor setups at each event, or just to RSVP to make donations, however you want to support Working Class Wednesday at gmail.com. You can actually phone me at 850-339-6191. I'm in sales, so I'm in my phone rings constantly. So don't think that it's because of the day of the week or the time of day that I can't answer. Just call me. If I don't answer, I will call you back. Shoot me a text. Inbox me. I'm always ready and alert. All ideas are welcome. If anyone has any ideas that I haven't come up with yet, they think they can add to what we're already doing, I'm all ears. I'm not the type of person to think I have it all figured out, because Lord knows I don't. So if you're able to reach out, those are the avenues of getting in touch with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And don't be afraid to reach out, people. Do not be afraid to reach out and learn more.
Reach out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, my man, thank you for stopping by the train. You always got a spot on the train. We here to support people like you who definitely support the community. So you always got a spot on the train, my brother.
Now, thank you for having me, man. It's both an honor and a privilege.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely honor and a privilege on my end as well to have met you and to be able to build with you. And I definitely look forward to having you back on here in the future.
Absolutely, my man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right. Once again, Mr. Terrence L. Barber. Working Class Wednesdays. Hey, man, look, I'm telling you, Working Class Wednesdays is where it's at. You can see, very, very, very stand-up brother. Everybody who's involved with Working Class Wednesdays, Power, Remy, Terrence, you know, just all the venues, everybody, you know, those three are the core. Power, Terrence, and Remy, those are the core of Working Class Wednesdays. Just working with those three from the beginning, it has been an excellent experience. They've been welcoming and warm. And, you know me, anybody tell you me, if I'm bigging you up, if I'm giving people props, that's because they earn it, because I don't believe in just giving people props just because it sounds good. I believe in giving you props because you earned it, and I'm not going to waste my energy or my voice just handing out props because I'm trying to be cool, because I don't care about nobody thinking I'm cool, because I already know I'm cool. I was born cool. You feel me? So I'm giving these props out because they're genuine, and I appreciate what Terrence, Powell, and Remy have been doing with Working Class Wednesdays. Hey, man, so y'all know how we do, man. It's the Freedom Train. I'm Joseph Ward. Pat, Jamie, I miss y'all, man, but y'all know, man, I love y'all boys, man, because without y'all, man, the train wouldn't be the same, man. So definitely, definitely love y'all boys. And till next time, two fingers up like a player. Spit them apart. Peace.